Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Speakeasy Marketing Roundtable. My name is Dave Charest, content manager here at Constant Contact, and I'm drinking a Red's Crisp Apple Ale. Very delicious. Who else is joining me today?
Why is the beer always delicious?
Because it is. Is it not?
Well, okay, fine. Singer. I'm Kristen Curtis. I work on our social media team, and I am drinking Sam Adam Oktoberfest because it's not October anymore, but it's still delicious.
Is there an end date on that, or no?
No, it's good.
Okay, good.
My name is Danielle Cormier, and I am the social media community manager here at Constant Contact, and I'm drinking a crisp, too.
I'm Ryan Pinkham. I'm on the content team here at Constant Contact, and I'm drinking Saranac Pumpkin Ale.
Ooh, any good?
Yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah. Pumpkin season's almost over, I think, so.
Yeah, well.
I'm Azure Collier. I'm a social media education developer, and I'm drinking an Angry Orchard hard cider.
Nice. So today we're once again talking about the holidays. This time I know we've talked about them before, but this time we wanted to really focus on the idea of a holiday promotional plan. So again, we've got the big holiday days coming up. Aside from the normal holidays, we've got the big shopping days, right? We've got what? We've got Black Friday, which is on November 29th. We've got Small Business Saturday, which is on November 30th. And we've got Cyber Monday, which is on December 2nd. So all days that you can take advantage of as a small business to kind of days designed for shopping, hooray, take advantage of those to help promote your business during those times. So let's see. The first thing you need to do really to kind of take advantage of these holidays is have an offer for somebody, right? So Kristen, what's one of the easiest ways somebody can come up with something for, particularly for the holidays?
Well, I think that one of the easiest ways is to look the year before, see what really worked for your business, mm-hmm. And put somewhat of a holiday wrapper around it. So for the most part, depending on what you offered, it's probably pretty easy to figure out a way to spin that to look like it's holiday themed.
Yep.
And we don't want to just do that, but I think that is definitely the best way to start.
So the idea then is to really just not stress out and be like, oh my God, what am I going to offer? What am I going to do? But really just say, hey, you know, this is something that people really responded to throughout the earlier part of the year. This is something that I can offer again and just, you know, say, hey, in honor of the holidays, here's this offer again, or here's this offer now, right?
Yeah, and I would definitely say try to spin it a little bit. We don't want it to be the exact same offer, but something very similar, and it should be easy enough, I think.
Yeah, and let's see. We must have some other ideas if people are getting stuck and trying to figure out what they should do. Azure, any ideas?
Maybe something to give it a little extra, something like gift wrapping.
Uh-huh.
I hate gift wrapping. I'm bad at it. So if somebody else was going to do that for free, I would love it.
Great idea.
Yeah, I mean, I think we talked a lot about not just the discount, right? I mean,
yeah.
You can look at what discounts have worked on offers and things like that, mm-hmm. and you can repackage those as kind of holiday offers. But even just the content you're creating and sending out there, I mean, putting that in a wrapper. I mean, say you're a B2B and you're not exactly, you know, you don't really do discounts for the holidays and you think maybe it's not right for us. But the key is making it more relevant for people, right? Making mm-hmm. it more topical. It's the holidays. So if you're sending out a new white paper or a new guide or something like that, put a holiday wrapper on it or something like that, or make it a special offer for people and they'll download it there. Right. Exactly. Yeah. So I think that it works not just for like the discounts you're sending out there, but just anything really that you want to do as a way of, you know, as part of your regular communication strategy to just really be, you know, holiday specific and make it more relevant for the people who are engaging with you on either in the inbox or on social media.
Yeah. May also be a good opportunity to think of bundling things for the holidays, right?
Mm-hmm.
That kind of gets you away from those things. As you mentioned, it doesn't always have to be a discount. And that's one of those things that kind of gets you away from competing on price, right? If you think of just bundling things, maybe you've got a couple products that are great sellers that you can put those together, or maybe one thing that goes with something else. Like, you know, just think of creative ways that you can put those together to make that offer that folks wouldn't normally get those things in during the normal times of the year.
That's great for people who have a website too, who do any sort of online sales. I mean, they say this year might be the first year where small businesses are actually doing more and more of that because they've kind of expanded into that a little bit more.
Yeah.
And I know this woman, Dawn, who runs this store La Provence in mm-hmm. Rockport, who me and Dave have worked with in the past, you know, last year for the holiday season, she did like 50 gifts under $50, right?
Yeah.
It was just on their website. And it's stuff that's all over their website for sale.
Yeah.
But what she did was packaged it on a landing page, worked with her, you know, web developer to create a page to link people to that, right? Yeah.
That's because, a cool like, thing to yeah. put on Pinterest, too. You yeah. can have a whole Pinterest
that's
board.
That's a great idea, yeah.
Exactly.
That's yeah. even actually, that's a pretty great idea, because I know when my wife and I were planning for the holidays, and, you know, you have the list of the family that you got to buy gifts for, and we also do, like, a Yankee swap type of thing. So mm-hmm. we have, like, you know, all right, you've got a limit on here, and that's kind of how we do, like, the adult gifts, and we all buy for the kids. But the immediate family stuff, you know, I'm always doing, like, the math in my head, like, okay, we're spending up to $50 on each of these people. Like, you know what I mean? It's no more than that. So it's like, it's great to actually think in those kind of categories, right? Like, look, yeah. your gift's under $50 and they're like, perfect. That's what I'm looking for.
Right. And the great yeah. thing about bundling too is you can do it with products or services, mm-hmm. right? So a lot of the tips seem to kind of narrow you into products.
Yep.
But when you think about bundling, services is one of those things that's really easy to, you know, hey, it's the holiday season. I'll give you one free consultation or whatever it happens to be.
Yeah, I think, or offering a discount for something in 2014. So when they buy something at your store, say,
yeah.
come back in January, we'll give you this percent off or yeah. help you with this. I think that's a great way to get people in the store during your slower times of year.
Yeah. So I think that's a great segue kind of into, because that's one of the great ways that you can kind of get people coming back after the holidays, right? So one of the most important things is really, you know, if you have your offer, you come up with this great thing, you have to promote it, right? So at the very least, we want to do a couple of things, right? We can promote it in the store. We can promote it via email. Excuse me. And we can promote it on our social media channels, including Facebook. I don't know what's happening to my throat here. Let me get a sip of my crisp apple ale. Hold on. So if we're looking in store, right? So if you're going to have your promotion, you want to get signage up, let people know that you're actually having the thing. Look for opportunities to get people on your email list so that you, or connect with you on social media and sites like Facebook so that you can actually get the word out to them in those places as well. And those places obviously offer opportunity for them to share that with their connections and their friends and hopefully get you some more business, right? But you mentioned, so let's talk about this idea. So we get people in store, we're putting up signage, and the other place we want to connect with people is through our email list, right? So Ryan, what are the types of promotions or things that we want to do, or the simplest way we can really look at promoting our holiday offer with email?
Right. So we kind of looked at things through the lens of a three email plan, right? Okay. And you're looking at more like two emails before, and one is sort of follow up thanking people in that sense. And you want to keep in mind of like your schedule, right? Yeah. I mean, if you're only sending to people once a month now, like it's okay to up that, but mm-hmm. say, for example, you start planning your offer 2 weeks from now, and then you want to do it for Small Business Saturday. You don't maybe not want to send three emails right in a row in mm-hmm. those 2 weeks. But if you're starting to plan now, you come up with something as soon as you can, send out an offer to people, letting them know this is what you're going to be doing. Say you're going to do it for Small Business Saturday. Mm-hmm. If you think, you know what, maybe Black Friday is better for you. There's no reason you can't do a small business offer yeah. on Black Friday or even Cyber Monday. And then, you know, in the weeks leading up to it, you want to keep people engaged. And obviously, you're going to be doing this stuff on social. But, you know, take that time to send a reminder in the weeks mm-hmm. or a couple days before, letting people know, hey, you know, we know we sent you that offer before, you know, letting you know this reminder, yeah. come into the store, do this, take advantage of that offer, do yeah. that. Then after the big day, and maybe even later in the season as things are starting to wind down mm-hmm. or for you, or maybe for a lot of people are kind of picking up, is send out that thank you email saying, you know, thanks for shopping with us this holiday season. Yeah. You know, I know things are kind of getting down to the wire here. If you want to come back in, here's another, yeah. you know, 10% discount or come back in and do those right. sort of things.
And that's kind of the great, as Danielle was mentioning, that's a great way to, at that point, really make another offer and say, hey, you know, we appreciate your business over the holidays. Here's another offer for you that'll get them back in the new year to kind of keep that business kind of going, get them back into the store.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea, too. You can easily sort of promote your other channels. So either with your signage, you could say you want to know more discounts we have, sign up for our email list or follow us on Facebook. Or on Facebook, you could say, oh, do you want to hear about our upcoming promotions in 2014? Then sign up for our email list. Sort of just supporting all of the other yeah. places that you promote.
People are really looking for those deals and those coupons this time mm-hmm. of year. So if you offer them ways to get them, they'll be more likely to sign up for them.
So Danielle, what are some of the ways that we can also do this kind of promotion, or is it similar to the email plan, right? When we
want to do like something on Facebook. Yeah, I think an easy way to do it is sort of mirror the same type of thing that you're doing with your email campaigns. Yeah. You want to have three different posts, spread them out, and you're going to start off just by sort of teasing the special offer, say that it's coming, and they can take advantage of it now or whenever it's going to happen, if it's at Small Business Saturday in a few weeks out or not. And then you want to keep reminding the people that they can either learn more about it through your email newsletter or to stay there on Facebook and just remind them right there what's mm-hmm. happening. And then, of course, that thank you and the happy holidays message, I think, is important when it comes to the end of the month. to yeah. really show that you do appreciate those customers that came and shopped with you this year.
So I guess, again, we're really looking at this in three messages across. And this is just for your promotional emails, right? There's no reason why you shouldn't be doing, you know, again, we always kind of talk about the 80-20 rule when it comes to content and things that you're sharing, that you want to do 80% content and things that your audience is going to find interesting and valuable, and then keep that 20% promotion. So if you think of those three emails within that 20% category, it's letting people know about the offer, then reminding them that the offer is almost about to expire, and then saying thank you afterwards. And I think if you work that into what your normal posting schedule is, you'll be in a good spot of getting people at least to know about the stuff that you have available to them, right?
I think it's also important to keep in mind that, you know, your customers are working on their own schedule here as well. Yeah. I mean, like, you can have set up your own calendars to do these sort of things where they're going to work for you. But keep in mind that, you know, you're going to have a lot of people who are either last minute shoppers who maybe aren't, you know, thinking about the holidays to December. So think about those sort of things, right? Mm-hmm. You might focus on those big shopping days earlier on and, you know, right after Thanksgiving, but it might be worth putting together maybe another sort of plan towards through December to maybe do something later on, because there's no reason you can't kind of focus on your own day, you know, say maybe it's not Small Business Saturday, but maybe it's, you know, our day, we're doing an event at our store or something like that. Because, you know, for a lot of people, they won't be going out on that holiday shopping weekend. They'll be doing other things other than waiting in line at stores and doing all that other stuff.
I think another way to promote your shopping at your store on social media without sounding too salesy is also give gift ideas. People they don't know what to get that aunt that lives across the country, or here's a perfect gift for your husband or your boyfriend or girlfriend or sister. Just sort of give those gift ideas, and you don't have to give a discount with it, but I think it makes shopping with you easier.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, obviously we're talking about the holidays, but really, you know, this kind of promotional plan really kind of goes the same for anything you might be, whether it's an event or whether it's a special discount or some special offer throughout the rest of the year. It's the same type of thing, right? So again, as you're doing these things, the other things you want to really look at is, you know, what are the results of the things that you're doing? Kristen, why do you think it's really important to look at those results?
Well, I think it's important to look at your results, because if you don't know if it worked, then you're kind of shooting in the dark, right? Yeah. And that's true for anything. We say all the time that a lot of people do social media without looking at analytics. Mm-hmm. And so it's really true for anything that you're doing. If you're putting in time, you want to know that your time is valuable and that, you know, you really got something good out of it. So there are a lot of different ways to do that. We at Constant Contact definitely have, you know, email reports as well as social campaign reports that'll help you figure that out. But you can also look at, you know, Google Analytics and see how many people have gone to your website from your promotion. There are a lot of different ways to do that, but it's definitely something that you want to make sure you're looking at by the end of your promotion.
I don't think that analytics have to be as scary as some people think they are. If you set out with a goal in the beginning, I want to make X amount of more sales or sell 5 more of this product this year, just look at that at the end. Mm-hmm. You can tell if you're successful or not and try to judge just based on some more simple metrics and really base it on what your goal was and make sure you have a goal, I think, when you start creating your promotion.
I always think that's a good idea, right? So let's say, you know, you wanted to sell 5 more of this particular product with this offer or something like that. And then it's really, at that point, let's say if you do succeed or you don't, then it's almost like you can go back and look and see like, oh, okay, so I didn't do it. And I can look back and say, oh, you know what? No one was really even engaging with the post on Facebook. Nobody was opening my email. Like, you can kind of figure out, like, all right, so I have to work better at getting people to actually engage with the content and see that stuff. So then it helps you for the next time, because you've kind of set a benchmark for yourself, right? To say, all right, so now maybe I have to work harder on my subject lines to really think of something compelling. Or maybe it's just my offer. Maybe my offer wasn't compelling enough. It's not something that my audience really responded to. But hopefully, if we've taken Kristen's advice from earlier, that you've got something that you already know that works. And that's actually usually a good place to start, right? Because if you're starting with something that you know that works, when you make an adjustment, you know it's not because of the offer or because of like the thing itself, because you know that has worked before. You know it's because of something else that you tried. So it doesn't get you in that, I don't know what happened kind of mode.
There's,
you know,
no need to complicate things. If you can create a simple call to action that's going to work in your email newsletter, you're sure to have good results.
Cool. Well, there you go. We got anything else to add to that? No? All right. All right, guys. We hope you have a great holiday season, and really hope, you know, if we have holiday planning, promotions, and design webinars for you guys to check out. We have a couple of guides for you to look at, too, if you want more help and more insights into planning for the holidays. You know, it's a big time of year where lots of folks are obviously spending money. And
might want to also check out the email templates as well that we have right in Constant Contact.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, check those things out. Ask us questions. Let us know how we can help you. Have a great holiday season. All right, guys. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye now.